Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. This is our last day to talk about habit stacking in regards to our movement snack. And today I want you to think about how you get ready for your day, whether you're heading off to work or heading to take the kids to wherever they need to go and go about your day, running errands and stuff. How are you spending that time of getting ready? So if we're thinking about habit stacking, we are thinking about how can we find small ways to move through our everyday life, creating more movement, whether it be through exercise or stretching or these little micro movements that just help us move our body more for better mobility and possibly stability. So when we think about getting ready for the day, this is something that we all do. We all spend time, maybe you don't take a shower and get ready like that, but we're all brushing our teeth first thing in the morning. So, or hopefully we are. So you're going to be spending a few minutes brushing your teeth. So what can we do while we're brushing our teeth? This is my go-to. It is something that we should be doing every single day, and you've probably heard me mention it before. You need to practice a calf stretch. So while you are brushing your teeth, put your forefoot and toes up on the cabinet, like leaning on the cabinet. Heel is on the floor. Move your body forward. So hips are pressing forward towards the countertop and getting a nice stretch in the back of the lower leg. That is your calf. That's where you're going for the calf stretch. You're going to do this on each leg. It is important to do. If you can do this barefoot, even better. And this is something that should be practiced every single day for healthy feet, healthy knees, and healthy hips. So that is one thing that you're going to do when you get ready for your day. Give me a calf stretch. Another thing that you could do is think of something you could do while your water heats up. So it usually takes, depending on where you are, it might take just, you know, about 30 seconds up to a couple of minutes to heat up before you jump into it. So what is something else that you could do? You could do push-ups, countertop push-ups or floor push-ups, or you could do squats, or you could do a stretch, like a tabletop stretch where you place your hands on the countertop, you move your hips back away from the countertop, and you get a nice stretch in all of the back of the legs, so the hamstrings as well. That's one that you can do as well while you're waiting for the shower to warm up. Another thing you could do, don't wait for the shower to warm up. Jump in that cold shower. Get that vagus nerve activated so that you are working through that as well. It is also a great way to help raise the heart rate so you can jump in the cold shower and practice some deep breathing techniques, and that will naturally increase your heart rate. So that is something else you can do. And then another one that I like to do is when I am blow drying my hair, I feel like that is a time, depending especially for those of you with longer hair, there's a lot of time spent doing that, a lot of wasted time spent doing that. So one thing I focus on is trying to keep my arms up above my heart during that time. And then also I like to do calf raises. And so I will just kind of have my feet facing straight forward, rise up so that my heels are lifting up off the floor. And, you know, I'm going up on my forefoot, so the ball of the foot and the toes. And I'll try to go up and down. You could do 10 to 20 of these. Turn your toes out. Think like a ballet dancer and do 10 to 20 of those. You can do different positions where you spread your feet about hip distance apart, bring them close together, bring them wider apart. Same thing with toes turned out. Also, when you practice them with your feet facing forward, pay attention to how your ankles move. So the goal is to not get them to splay out to the sides. You want to try to keep them going straight up and down. And I'll show a video of this in the FormFit Mom community for you if you are interested, where you place a ball in between your ankles to ensure that you're going straight up and down. It'll help that big toe create that big toe connection so that you're not falling out to the sides. So that is a few things that I do when I'm getting ready in the morning. Use this as an opportunity. What is it your body needs? How do you feel when you wake up in the morning? Are you tired? Do you need to get that heart rate pumping? If so, jump in that cold water, do some push-ups, do things like that to get your heart rate up. If you feel tight and sore, use that time to do quick little stretches. We're not doing a whole yoga, 30-minute yoga sequence. We're finding little micro movements during that time to help us find ways to stretch and move more in our everyday life. Like always, I hope that you have been able to take some of this information with you. My goal is not for you to change everything. My goal is to provide you with one thing you can do each month, and you decide. I give lots of ideas for all of you listeners, and hopefully you, as an individual, can find one that works for you. And just work with that one and move through your day working on that one whenever you can. And then if you feel like you want to add more in as time goes on, you can do that. The goal is to help you move more in your everyday life. Because what my goal is to help you continue to move through life. I see family members, people in my life, not so much my personal family members, but that their lack of movement and how it is affecting them. My goal is to help you to live and flourish as you get older and be able to continuously move. And it doesn't start then, it starts now. So what can you do now to start making sure that you are moving more? I hope you all have a wonderful day, and don't forget to keep moving. If you want to learn more from me, head over to the FormFit Mom community. This is where I share most of my information. And I am happy to be able to work with you. If you are dealing with aches and pains, please come over there. Let me know. You can private message me through there. If you need someone to hold you accountable, if you're trying to figure out what you need to do to be more consistent with your workouts, or, you know, you're eating healthy, that type of thing, all of the things that go along with it, reach out to me. I am here to help you. I want to help you. This is my goal in life, is to be able to help you as a mom move more. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.